Hello, everyone. I'm Richard Roberts, and welcome to the Expect a Miracle podcast. And do I have some news for you? You've been hearing me talk the past couple of podcasts about the upcoming live healing show beginning this summer. Well, I've been in contact this past week with the people at the Victory Network, and we have now set the date and we have set the time. Lindsay and I, our ministry, we're going to be doing a live healing program Monday through Friday on the Victory Network beginning Monday, July 22nd at noon Central Time. That's noon Central Time. That's 1 p.m. in the East. That's 12 noon here in the Central Zone. That's 11 a.m. in the Mountain Zone and 10 a.m. on the West Coast. Now, if you do not have the, if you have not ever downloaded the Victory Network, which is the fastest growing Christian network in the world, founded by my longtime friend and mentor, Kenneth Copeland, if you don't have the Victory Television Network, you need to download it because you'll be able to get our healing ministry Monday through Friday live. And I don't mean on tape. I mean live, live, live. And I cannot tell you how excited I am. I'm sitting here in the kitchen making this podcast and I'm about to jump out of my seat because I'm so excited. We've just announced it. Actually, we just made the program yesterday to announce it on our television program, but I'm sure you know to get our TV programs to the stations, it takes a few days, so it'll be a little while before people on television get to hear the announcement, so you get to hear it. And I am so excited, and here's what here's where my faith is. And I want you to listen very carefully because I believe this with all my heart. I believe that in time, this new program, which we're going to call The Place for Miracles Live, I believe that the Place for Miracles Live will become America's daily healing service. That's where my faith is. You know, with all the great doctors, all the great medicines and diagnostic equipment and nurses and hospitals and clinics, with everything that's available medically, and thank God for it, people seem to be sicker than they have ever been. If ever there was a time for healing, now is the time. And I am so excited about this new program. Tell your family, tell your friends, share it with people that you know. Now that's beginning Monday, July 22nd at 1 Eastern Time, noon Central Time, 11 a.m. in the Mountain Zone, and 10 a.m. in the West. I am so excited. I am overjoyed with this. This has been something that's been on my heart for some time. Now, you may remember, some of you who've followed our ministry for years may remember that way back in the 80s, my wife Lindsay and I did a live program called Richard Roberts Live. We did that program starting in 84 or 85. I don't remember exactly which day. And then back in the 90s, we did a nighttime program called Something Good Tonight, The Hour of Healing. And then we got busy doing other things, and that those programs lasted almost, I guess, 15, 20 years. And then we went off of live television for a number of years. Now we're going back. And I am so excited. So anyway, that's on the Victory Network. If you don't have the Victory Network, I urge you to download it, and I pray it'll be a blessing unto you. Now, if you've got your copy of Lindsay's book, Discover Your True Strength, I'm going to minister today on the podcast from chapter 17 of her new book. If you don't have Lindsay's new book, Discover Your True Strength, Choosing to Thrive in the Midst of Life's Challenges, I pray that you will order it today. This is the second book in a series. The first book was titled Discover Your True Worth. And this book, Discover Your True Strength, is even more powerful than the first. And so I urge you to get this book. Elizabeth Elliot said these words, "Faith does not eliminate questions, but faith knows where to take them." This is from chapter 17 in Lindsay's new book, Discover Your True Strength. The chapter is titled, Strong Women Choose Faith Over Fear. And let me just give you a little excerpt and then give you a little teaching on it. As believers, we hear the word faith quite often. You hear it, I hear it. Perhaps you're familiar with the scripture in Romans 17 that says, the just shall live by faith. Or over in 2 Corinthians 5:7, it says, we walk by faith and not by sight. Well, how do you define faith? Well, faith can be defined, number one, as complete trust or confidence in someone or something. And secondly, faith is a strong belief in God or in the doctrines of a religion based on spiritual apprehension rather than proof. Faith is the substance, Hebrews tells us, the substance of things hoped for, the evidence or proof of that which you have not yet seen. We might say it this way, your faith is the title deed for what you're believing for. And you have faith. The Bible says that God has given to every man, every woman, every person ever born, he has given them faith. You don't have to go and get faith because you've already got it. Now, you may choose not to use it, but you've got it. Remember, Jesus said to his disciples, where was your faith? He knew they had it. They just refused to use it. Well, it's something you don't want to do. You want to use your faith. And I particularly like the way the Amplified Bible says it in the Classic Edition. If you've not seen that edition of the Amplified Bible in the Classic Edition, it's really worth it. In Colossians 1, verse 4, it says, for we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus, the leaning of your entire human personality on him in absolute trust and confidence in the power, wisdom, and goodness. Wow, that's a mouthful, isn't it? Let that sink in for a moment, Lindsay says in this book. According to this verse, to live by faith is to lean your entire human personality on Jesus with absolute, complete trust and confidence in his power, in his wisdom, and in his goodness. And Lindsay says in this book that she believes this is exactly how strong, godly women are created to live. Now, I know this book is designed for women, but I'll tell you what, it's just as designed for men as it is for women. It's been a tremendous blessing to me. If you're a lady listening to this podcast, you need this book. If you're a man and you're married or you're dating a fine young lady, you need to get this book for her. Just go to richardroberts.org or makeyourdaycount.com and order this book today. Then she talks about faith triumphing over fear. If someone were to ask a group of Christians, which of Jesus' disciples was the strongest? I would think many people would say Peter. In the Gospels, in the book of Acts, and the letters that bear his name, Peter certainly comes across as brave and bold with a strong, strong personality. And one of the Bible stories that has fascinated me from the very first time I read it is the story of Peter walking on the water. We read about it in Matthew 14. After Jesus' cousin, John the Baptist, was beheaded at King Herod's command, Jesus climbed into a boat so he could spend some time alone. When he returned to land, a large crowd gathered around him, and they were hungry. And Jesus instructed the disciples to feed them using only a few loaves of bread and a couple of fish. Well, he worked a miracle. You know the story. 5,000 men plus the women and children had enough to eat. And you know, if the numbers were typical in church today, there are probably 2 to 3 times as many women as there are men. So chances are that crowd was more like 10 to 15,000. It's an even bigger miracle than people think. Well, after this, the disciples got into a boat to cross to the other side of the Sea of Galilee. And as they did, they encountered a storm. Jesus had stayed behind to dismiss the crowd, and then he went to the mountainside to pray. When he was ready to join the disciples, just before dawn the next morning, he chose the most efficient mode of transportation, that is for him, not for us, walking on water. And when he arrived at the boat that was carrying the disciples across the water, they looked up and saw him, and immediately they began to panic. They were terrified, the Bible says. Now keep this thought in mind as you think about what happened next. The disciples saw Jesus walking toward them on the water and thought they were seeing a ghost. Fear overtook them. And Jesus spoke to them and said, take courage. Jesus told them to take courage rather than to take fear. Isn't it amazing, in difficult situations, we can choose to take, Now, I'm talking about we can take fear or we can take faith and courage. I like the sound. I like the idea of taking courage a lot better than taking fear. Fear is not your friend, my friend. Fear is something that tries to destroy your life. And the scripture says that God has not given you a spirit of fear, but instead he's given you a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. And you can tell fear to get out of your life and allow your faith on the inside to rise up. You can do it if you decide to. And Lindsay continues in this chapter saying this, Jesus immediately identified himself saying, "It is I, don't be afraid." Then Peter made an amazing comment, "Lord, if it's you, tell me to come out on the water." And, you know, this was someone who was afraid. He thought that Jesus was a ghost. Now, all of a sudden, he's seen Jesus, and now he says, now let me walk on the water. Well, it's amazing. None of it makes rational sense, does it? However, throughout the New Testament, we read about times when Peter didn't seem to make sense. Well, this is a time that Peter didn't seem to make much sense. First, he thinks he's a ghost. Now he said, "Let me walk on the water," and he did. The Bible tells the story. Peter stepped out on the water. Now, you know, a lot of people criticize Peter because he began to sink when he got his eyes off of Jesus and got his eyes on the storm. Well, don't be too rough on him. Think about the other disciples. They didn't even make an effort to get out of the boat, but Peter did. And Peter was fine walking on the water as long as he kept his eyes on Jesus. Now, there's a sermon right there. But when he took his eyes off of his Savior and saw the storm, fear gripped him and he began to sink, and Jesus had to reach out and take him by the hand. You know, fear is a terrible, terrible thing, and there are many people today that are afraid. They're afraid to go out of their homes. They're afraid to drive their car. They're afraid to do this. They're afraid to do that. Now, I realize there are a lot of reasons to be afraid. There are a lot of things going on in the world right now, especially in our inner cities and some of our great cities in this nation where people are afraid to go out. I just read the story the other day of a man who was just leaving his work, just leaving his job, and he was robbed right there in front of his place of business and killed. There's a reason for concern. I understand that. But that's different than fear. Fear comes to grip you. Fear comes to tie you up into bundles. Fear comes to wipe you out and eliminate your faith. But I have news for you. You don't have to put up with that fear. You can say, "Fear, in the authority of Jesus' name, I command you, get out of my life. I will not put up with you." You can do that. And you can allow the faith that God gave in you. He put in you when you were born. You can allow that faith to come rising up on the inside of you. And you can say, "Father, in the authority of Jesus' name, I rebuke the fear, and I receive an outpouring of faith in my life, and I'm going to believe you that somehow, some way, you're going to make a way for me." Years ago, well, it was back in the days when Lindsay and I were doing a live TV program, and here we are about to do it again. I remember we got a testimony, or I should say a comment, from a person who called the Abundant Live Prayer Group. And oh, by the way, we will have live prayer partners on this new program. We'll have lots of prayer partners ready to take live phone calls, and they'll be getting the testimonies and the prayer requests to me live on the air. So that will be a part of this program. Anyway, back years ago, we got a call from a man, and he said, "I have not been out of my home for 3 years. I am so afraid." He said, "I'm afraid to drive my car. I'm afraid to open my front door. I'm afraid to walk down the street. I'm afraid to go out to my mailbox." And he said, "Please pray for me." And I remember him so very well. And I began to pray. And I prayed just like I was praying over you just a moment ago, and gave him scriptures and gave him what I just am telling you. And he thanked me. Well, a few weeks went by and he called again. And they got the message to me through the prayer group. And he said, "Tell Richard, I went to the grocery store today. Tell Richard I drove my car today. Tell Richard I was able to go out to my own mailbox." He said, "My faith overtook my fears." Well, now I know there are normal precautions that we all need to take, normal security precautions. We lock our doors. We lock our cars. Most of us have some type of security system on our home. You know, we take care. You know, I would not let my wife drive across my own city late at night. You know, I don't think that's wise. There's a point in using your wisdom, but also there's not a point in allowing fear to destroy your life. So right now, in the authority of Jesus' name, I come against any fear, any worry that has come upon you that is unnatural. They say there are only two types of fear that you're born with. One is the fear of falling, and the other is the fear of loud noises. Every other fear is acquired. And I rebuke that in the authority of Jesus' name. I pray for this debilitating fear that may have come against you. I take authority over it now in Jesus' name, and I pray. I pray and I believe God for you to allow the faith that God has given you to rise up on the inside. You can do it, my friend. If I can do it, you can do it. God is no respecter of persons. And I pray this faith prayer over you right now. I rebuke the fear, and I remind you once again of the scripture. Paul, the apostle, said to his young protege, Timothy, God has not given you a spirit of fear, Timothy, but instead he's given you a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. Well, that scripture is just as much for you and me as it was for Timothy 2,000 years ago. For the word of God is alive and full of power, active, energizing, effective, and sharper than any two-edged sword. And when that when that word gets inside of you, you can do mighty things for God. I pray this over you today in Jesus' name, and I believe God for you. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Praise God. Thanks so much for joining me today on the Expect a Miracle podcast. If you've not yet ordered Lindsay's new book, Discover Your True Strength, I urge you, go to richardroberts.org or makeyourdaycount.com and order your copy today. I promise you, you're not going to be disappointed. It is a powerful book. And once again, remember, starting July 22nd at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Central, 11 a.m. in the Mountain Zone, and 10 a.m. on the West Coast, the new live program on the Victory Network, Monday through Friday, The Place for Miracles Live. God bless you. Talk to you next time.
I want to ask you a couple of questions. Have you ever felt lost? Are you concerned about your future? Have you ever felt like you have no strength to deal with the current situation? Do you live in fear sometimes and wonder how to get out of it? Me too. I'm Lindsay Roberts, and I want to tell you what I did. I wrote a book about it called Discover Your True Strength, Choosing to Thrive in the Midst of Life's Challenges. I want to help you. I want to help you find direction the same way I found direction, step by step, idea by idea, concept by concept, a way that I could follow to understand, guess what? I have inner strength. I have strength on the inside that God allowed me to tap into, and I believe you have strength on the inside that you can tap into. I want you to discover your true strength, and I believe this book will be there to help you every step of the way. All you have to do is go online, discoveryourtruestrength.com, and I pray it blesses you.